Hello and welcome to a very special series of My Happy Mind Conversations, where we are talking to some of our incredible schools across the UK who use My Happy Mind. You have heard me talking about the power of My Happy Mind, the impact that we have, for a long time. And I thought it was about time that you heard it directly from the schools who are teaching the programme. So dive in to this incredible series and enjoy. Welcome to another special My Happy Mind Conversations episode, where I'm talking to another one of our incredible schools about the impact that My Happy Mind is having on their entire school community. Today, I'm talking to Chris at Hawksley Church Primary Academy. They have been using the programme for a year and are seeing some quite remarkable things happen as a result. So let's dive in. So lovely to be talking to you today. Really excited for our conversation. Could you just start by telling us your name and your role in the school?
So I'm Chris Barnes. I'm at Hawksley Church Primary Academy. I'm a year four teacher, but I am also the mental health and wellbeing lead, and I'm also head of PSHE as well.
Incredible. Thank you. So could you tell me a little bit about your school and the community that you serve?
My school is Hawksley Church Primary Academy. It's part of an academy, so it's the BDMAT, which is the Birmingham Diocese Multi-Academy Trust. We're a Methodist and a Church of England school, quite a rarity. A number of those around the country, but I think there's only two or three in Birmingham, so we're a really unique school. We're in Kings Norton, so Hawksley and Kings Norton. We've got about 240 children at our school at the moment. It's one form. We've got high levels of pupil premium, high levels of free school meals as well, and the community we serve are fantastic. I absolutely adore them, working with them every day, and it's a real communal feel. The things we do and what the parents receive and what the parents give us, we're a big team, and the way that we work with our parents is really open and really honest, and the support we give them is it's fantastic. Hawksley is an incredibly, incredibly special school, and it's a real pleasure to work here.
It's amazing. That's fabulous. So what inspired you to bring My Happy Mind into your school?
Well, to be honest, it was our head teacher, our head teacher, Petrina Polian. She joined us last year, at the end of last year, and she was really the catalyst for it. She had done it at a previous school, and she came here, and it was almost, this is a perfect school for My Happy Mind. And that is the missing piece that we felt. And it was sort of her enthusiasm was then transferred over to me, because I was then made head of mental health and wellbeing at Hawksley. And so it's sort of been my project to get it up and running and get going this year. And after Petrina introduced it, it was almost like a collective, as if we've never done something like this before for our children. It's almost like I said, almost like that missing piece to the puzzle of to really benefit our learners and take it to the next level to support their needs in any way, in any capacity we can. It's My Happy Mind was fantastic, and it was that perfect fit for us, which we've thoroughly enjoyed doing it across the school.
Oh, that's amazing. So how would you say things were kind of before My Happy Mind versus now? Like, what's the kind of the black and white that you can talk through on that?
Well, before introducing My Happy Mind, our curriculum, and it still is now, as it's incredibly important in schools, our curriculum is very knowledge based and making sure that children are able to go and flourish and do whatever they want throughout their lives, and equipping them with all of those skills. But before My Happy Mind, my mental health was mentioned, but not really ever acted upon or spoke or talked about. It was mentioned, but it was never done in classrooms, or it wasn't alive within the school, and maintaining and supporting a good mental wellbeing was never really at the forefront of anything. Whereas now it is at the forefront of everything, and it's almost like a culture shift. The school has got all the things ready and in place for it, being a church school, being a Methodist school, John Wesley about watching over one another in love, his quote. And that was almost, we had the tools, but we just needed sort of a push in the right direction. And My Happy Mind was the reason for the changes that we are seeing at the moment at Hawksley. So just really shining a light on mental health and making sure that the children are being taught and educated about how to maintain and look after your mental health, which is so, so important as they grow up throughout their lives.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? And this isn't this is a bit of a tangent, but I'm curious as to your views on why do you think it wasn't taught before? Like, was it a confidence thing? Was it a time thing? Like, what do you think it was that had stopped this from happening before?
I think it was a time thing. I think it was, to be honest, I think it was a time thing, as the idea of having a lesson a week being taken up for that. But that, I don't know if it was really chosen. They thought that time could be best used for something else. Whereas now we're seeing the impact that spending that hour a week on this, we're reaping the rewards of it because the children are able to regulate their emotions, so time isn't lost elsewhere. So yes, it might be in the morning of a Tuesday or a Monday, but actually the time and the things that we've then saved because of it, it's I think it's a time thing. And I think now that we have invested in the time and we've seen the benefits of investing in My Happy Mind and doing it weekly, we are now saving time elsewhere. So I
Elsewhere,
think it was getting started and getting the ball rolling. And like I said, it's that culture shift, making sure that it is sustained within our school. And then as the program gets going, it actually is seamless, and we're actually looking for more opportunities to weave My Happy Mind in as we've got that additional time.
Yeah, that's fab. That's really interesting. Okay, so what would you say are your favorite things about the program?
See, when I was thinking about the program, I found it this unbelievably challenging. So I've kind of broken it down into two parts. So the first part was more, I absolutely adore it's consistent across everybody. With many of the programs and the things that we've done across school, it's been aimed and targeted solely for the children, which that's school, teaching children and educating children. I think that's, well, it's what we're here for. But what I love about My Happy Mind, it's a collective. It's not we're just going to teach the children. It's, well, we're going to help educate the members of staff as well, which then we'll also then educate the parents as well. So it's not just a child thing, but it's serving and helping the whole community. So that's the first part of the reason why I really enjoy My Happy Mind. And also as well, it's that giving a name to things that teachers in the past might not have learnt about. So for example, my personal experience growing up, being really anxious, being and going through school, not quite understanding why am I stumbling over my words? Why have I forgotten my words for this? And that moment of, well, actually, I understand it now, and it kind of gives that clarity to not just the children, but also the members of staff that I've heard. And I just think it kind of gives the teachers that power and that I can do it, that attitude of gratitude, being thankful to everybody around school. And that's what I'd say the two main things. So that cohesive, everybody in this together, but also just sort of as a member of staff, you're just picking apart your own sort of brain and your own mental health, which then you come into work happier, which then feeds into the children, which feeds into the way you speak to other members of staff, which is how you speak to parents. And it's sort of I keep saying this to people at school, it's like a ripple effect. It starts, but then it just spreads. It goes around school, it goes to the parents, it goes to members of staff, and it's, yeah.
That's amazing. And I guess it's that whole ethos that we wanted to build with the program is that actually, ultimately, as you said, we're here to support the kids. That's our ultimate aim, is to
Absolutely.
help children to thrive. But actually, we'll have more chance of doing that if staff feel better able to cope with their own emotions, feel more confident in themselves, and if parents have got a toolkit as well. So for me, it's always been a no-brainer that you would support everybody. But yeah, it's really great to hear that you're kind of seeing that working in schools. So that's
Absolutely.
fabulous. So how would you describe some of the impact that My Happy Mind has had?
I think with the impact, the biggest impact that I've really seen is the managing of emotions. Well, there are two, to be honest. It's managing the emotions and the attitude of gratitude and the thankfulness that I'm seeing. I mean, today is I think it's National Thank a Teacher Day or something along those lines. And I have never been thanked and been shown appreciation as much ever. And I mean, that is just the impact that that has had. And it's sort of the children are, well, I can go up to that teacher and say thank you for what they're doing. I can go up to my friend and say thank you for that. And just those little moments and sort of helping the whole positivity around school. So I think the impact as well is just the managing of the emotions and the attitude of gratitude. So the managing of the emotions, I'm noticing children, and I mean, walking down the corridor, if the children need a couple of minutes outside, I'm seeing them doing the finger breathing so that I can see them
Amazing.
doing their happy breathing. I'm getting parents messaging me when I did the parent form, and the feedback that I've received from them are so overwhelmingly positive. parents telling me that, oh, I'm on the way to school when my son is really anxious, we do some happy breathing. And once the amygdala's gone back to sleep and the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus has come back and woken up, we then dissect and unpick, well, why are you nervous about today? Is there a danger? Well, actually, no, there's not. Perfect. And that's the impact they're coming into school a lot more positively and a lot more happily. I'm hearing parents speak to me about, oh, well, my daughter's come home and my son's going through GCSEs at the moment, and I've heard my daughter explaining it to the brother. So that's the impact. It, like I said earlier, that ripple effect of it's just spreading. And I think that links into that science, based in science and based in fact. And I think when I was thinking about the science and thinking about how this benefits the learners is, sometimes as a teacher, I struggle with it's kind of ambiguous. It's, oh, I don't know, it could be this, it could be that. Whereas science, it's matter of fact, it's true, it's spot on, that is fact. So for our learners and for some of our SEN learners as well, that really helps them, knowing that this is fact, it's black and white, it is fact, it's no grey area for it. And I think that science as well has made a lot more children buy into it and a lot more children run with it, because it's not an opinion. The breathing could help you. It's a fact. The breathing will help you because of this. And I think that's, the impact across the school has been really positive. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the teachers at my school as well, because they've been absolutely amazing taking it on board. And they're the real reason why my happy mind is alive in school at the moment. And they're doing an exceptional job kind of delivering it for the children.
That's amazing to hear. So in terms of, you made a couple of really interesting points there. So in terms of the science stuff and the fact that, as you know, we talk a lot about the brain and we don't shy away from using the technical terms like amygdala and prefrontal cortex and hippocampus. Do you feel like in some way using the science is kind of helping to remove some of the stigma of talking about mental health?
Definitely. I mean, walking down into EYFS and hearing some of the children use the vocab, it's absolutely fantastic. And it gets rid of that stigma, because it's an open conversation and it's in every classroom. So the children are talking about it and and they can regulate their emotions. They identify it in their friends and they're just leaning on their friends and asking them if they need some support. And it's that, just that, well, everyone's got this in their brains, and it's now, let's have an open dialogue and let's have an open conversation about it, because we all go through it. So it kind of gets rid of the barriers of that. And I think as well, sometimes children and adults as well, I know that a lot of people in my life as well might have gone through this, where it is a stigma, especially men. It is a stigma, where it's that no one wants to, people don't want to talk about it, people don't want to open up about it. But some of the people in our class and some of the people in our school are now seeing it as, well, they're going through this, so I can open up to you guys, I can talk to you guys about it, because we're all in it together.
It's so interesting, and I wanted to just explore that a bit, because that's what lots of our schools say, is that actually when you realize that everybody's got an amygdala, everybody's amygdala flips sometimes. I'm always saying to my kids, even mummies goes up sometimes, like none of us are immune from it. It all of a sudden it kind of normalizes it, doesn't it? Which is great, because then, as you say, it opens up the conversation, which is fab. And then the other thing you said that I just wanted to kind of unpick a bit was around how the program's impacted with some of your SEND children. So it'd be great just to hear a little bit more about that, if that's okay.
Yeah, so we've got high levels of SEMH and sort of social areas that we're really trying to work on as well at the school, because that's sort of like one of the last steps to really being a My Happy Mind solid school, is making sure that it's not just pupil teacher, but also peer on peer. And what we find sometimes at those little pressure points at break time and lunchtime, some of our SEND learners really struggle, because we are a very systematic and a very routine school. And as soon as you get that free time, it's that, well, what do I do? It's not consistent. It might be this, because one day I'm playing with you, one day I'm not. And it's that, it's really sort of left in the middle. And what I think what's been fantastic about My Happy Mind with the SEND learners in particular is not just within the classroom, but also outside of the classroom as well, taking themselves away when they're feeling a little bit too overwhelmed, they're not in the right frame of mind, fight, flight or freeze, they're getting really cross, football's not gone their way, and they take themselves away and regulate their emotion until they're able to talk about it. And I think as well, it's sort of It's really helped with that. Some of my learners as well, especially with ADHD, find it quite challenging to stay on a task and fixate on a task, or they fixate too much on a task. And my happy mind, what I've noticed is that I really like that the goal setting, because they can clearly see a step by step by step how they are going to achieve what they want to achieve. So I think there's various reasons why I think my happy mind has been fantastic for all learners, but in particular SEND learners as well.
Have you found that you're because one of my missions when I built my happy mind was that I wanted children who were in mainstream primary who had additional needs to be able to learn with their peer group, because one of my observations was often children who've got autism or maybe ADHD I kind of removed from the class to go and do extra work around emotional regulation or goal setting, whatever it might be. So have you seen that those children with special educational needs are able to learn with their peer group through My Happy Mind?
Absolutely. We're fantastic. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to our inclusion lead, Adam. He's absolutely exceptional. He is, everything he does is thinking about inclusivity and supporting everybody. And I think My Happy Mind, when we started it, it was a nice, because this fits into our Hawksley way of inclusive and including everybody. And I think, I think just on that, the change of culture. So My Happy Mind has then also helped us look into other avenues and go, well, how else can we tailor what we need for individual learners as well? So everybody's getting the same from My Happy Mind, and everybody is receiving the same lesson, and they have the same support, and they're in the same classroom, so it's not being excluded, they're being included. But then if we notice there is something that we need to work on with that individual, we are then able to tailor it and then hone in on it. So it's not, we're just going to move you away. It's, we're going to teach you. There's something we need to improve. Let's then move away from that. And then they get their tailored support that they need.
That's incredible. That's so great to hear. So if you think about the impact then, quite specifically about whether it's staff or parents or children, have you got any kind of stories you can share with us in terms of particular individuals that it's really supported?
My colleague, she's fantastic. She's worked at the school for a number of years, but ever since I've known her, she's not really done the things that she wants to do or the things that she's good at. And our school ethos at Hawksley is to let your light shine from the Bible. And that is in everything we do. And it's lighthouses around our school. Let your light shine is everywhere. And she wasn't letting her light shine because she wasn't able to. And this year she has absolutely flourished. I don't think flourished is the best way to word it. She's just been amazing. And I think it's loads of contributing factors, but the fact that everybody is so on mental health and wellbeing this year, it has then opened doors and let her be herself and let her flourish. So when I first met her, she didn't want to go forward and take on additional responsibilities and all of this because she just didn't feel like she was empowered to. Whereas now she is curriculum lead. She's leading the new curriculum. She's delivering training in front of all members of staff. She's just done fantastically. And I think that is down to partly because of My Happy Mind, but then also, like I said, the ripple effect that it's had in everything we do. That's one member of staff. And then I mentioned it earlier about children in my class, specifically in year four, mentioning to me, oh, well, I do happy breathing on the way to school. I'm mentioning it to my parents. My brother's doing his GCSEs, so I've been doing happy breathing with him. And it's the impact that we've seen is from everywhere. It's children, it's staff, it's parents, it's family members, it's the impact has been fantastic.
Incredible.
Really, really fantastic.
Have you had anyone, whether it's a staff member or a parent or a child, who has surprised you? There's often stories from schools of, you know, a child or a parent or a teacher who people say, oh my gosh, I didn't think they'd embrace it, and they absolutely have. Have you got any of those kind of examples?
Yeah, I really have. And and not to stereotype, but it's mainly the lads in my class.
Yeah.
It's mainly the lads, arms folded. No, I don't need to do this. I don't need to do this. But then it's almost like a domino effect. When one does it, then the next do it, and so on and so on. And there are times where now that at the start of the year, oh, happy breathing, why are we doing this? And then they quickly learn, science, this is fact, it is helping us. And now I'm seeing them take themselves away from the playground, and I'm seeing them regulate, doing the happy breathing and sort of lending an arm to a friend and things, because they've learned it. And I've been really, really impressed from a number of people, but most specifically the lads from our class.
That's interesting. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so why do you think that teaching science-backed strategies and using the scientific language as we do in My Happy Mind, why do you think that's so important in primary schools?
I think from a child point of view, it's based in fact. There's no dispute about it. You can't argue against it. It might not work for me, or it might not work for my child. Well, no, it will do. You've just got to give it a go, give it a try. But also as well, I think it also helps the teachers. And I think at the start, when I first started delivering it, I saw hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, thinking, oh, this feels like back at uni sort of thing. But actually, if it's science, it then gives me confidence in what I'm delivering, because there's no to and fro. There might be this, there might be that. Well, in fact, if I know what I'm going and standing in front of a group of children and saying, and I know what I'm saying is true and fact, it then gives me confidence to share the information from that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what would you say to other schools who might be thinking about My Happy Mind or bringing science-backed strategies into their school? If they were kind of on the fence, what would you say to them?
Do it. It's I was speaking to my head teacher this morning about this, and my main thing that I'm most excited for next year is seeing the progression that we are going to make with the second year of My Happy Mind. And I think the first year we've seen a difference, but the next year I think we're going to see a real, real, real difference in that and making sure it's sustained over time. So I thoroughly recommend it, and you'll see it in the first year, but also future years to come now, when the children are coming up through the school and it's been part of their weekly routine every single week.
Amazing. Definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I just wanted to say a huge thank you, to be honest. I mean, it's been Samantha and you have just been really supportive, and I think I felt really supportive, and anytime I've needed to quiz something or query something, Samantha's there straight away. Zoom calls or meetings to how would you best do this, and I think it's been a really, really positive year. And I just think, like I said, just really excited to see the sustained change over time, making it this culture for a long period of time. And I'm just really excited to see the journey that me, the children, the school, the parents, that everyone's going to go on with this.
Yeah. Amazing. That's so cool. Thank you so much. It's been absolutely amazing. I so hope that you've enjoyed these conversations and they've given you a little bit of insight into the work we do here at My Happy Mind. Now, if you are a parent or a school and you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my goodness, we want to learn more about how My Happy Mind could help us in our school, I want to encourage you to go to myhappymind.org/schools. That's myhappymind.org/schools. And here you'll find a link to a video tour so you can learn more about the programme, and an easy way to book a call with one of our team who can tell you more about the programme and see if it's right for you. Now, if you're listening to this as somebody who works in a local authority or maybe the NHS, and you're interested in learning more about the work we do on a commissioned basis, then go ahead and visit myhappymind.org/NHS. That's myhappymind.org/NHS. And of course, you can find out more about our work by finding us on social media. At My Happy Mind is where you'll find us. And of course, everything you need to know is also on our website, myhappymind.org. Thanks for tuning in. Please give me a review if you found these podcast episodes useful. It's always good to get feedback from you, and it helps us to do more of these episodes as well. So thanks for tuning in. Take care, and bye for now.